You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Minister of State for Electronics, IT, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, this week said that this is right time for India to be a player in the semiconductor space. He was speaking as the chief guest at the Express Adda in Mumbai on July 19th. He added Micron's investment in India is a milestone and Foxconn withdrawing from JV with Vedanta with India is not a blow at all. In conversation with Anand Goenka, Executive Director, the Indian Express Group, and Anil Sasi, National Business Editor, the Indian Express, he elaborated on the evolution and pace of India's semiconductor journey. On to industry, India's second largest IT services company, Infosys, posted fiscal first quarter profit this week at ₹5,945 crore, up 10.9% in comparison to ₹5,360 crore during the same quarter last year, missing estimates. But sequentially, net profit was down 3%. It posted revenue from operations at ₹37,933 crore, up 10% on year, as against ₹34,470 crore during Q1 FY23. According to CNBC TV18, Infosys was expected to post Q1 FY24 profit at ₹6,193.5 crore and revenue at ₹37,716 crore. While the total income for the quarter was at ₹38,494 crore, total expenditure during Q1 stood at ₹30,132 crore. On the other hand, private non-life insurance company ICICI Lombard General Insurance Company posted its fiscal first quarter profit at ₹390.36 crore, up 11.8% in comparison to ₹349.03 crore during the same quarter last year. The gross direct premium income of the company stood at ₹6,387 crore in Q1 FY24, up 18.9% as against ₹5,370 crore in Q1 FY23. The GDPI growth was higher than the industry growth of 17.9%. The total expenses during Q1 of the financial year stood at ₹4,206.82 crore, up 14.9% from ₹3,661.50 crore a year ago. The company has posted an operated profit of ₹331.21 crore, up 4.6% as compared to the same quarter last year. Meanwhile, the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India this week proposed regulation of those AI technologies which pose high risk to human lives. In its recommendations to the government, the telecom and broadcasting regulators said that such AI technologies should be regulated through the creation of an independent statutory authority, Artificial Intelligence and Data Authority of India, whose task should be to ensure development of responsible AI and regulation of use cases. The recommendations have come at a time when a worldwide debate is taking place on the benefits and risks of AI and generative AI. Many nations are talking about framing norms to govern the use of this new age technology that holds the promise of sweeping transformation while redrawing the contours of many industries. Over to banking section. The Reserve Bank of India has increased its attention on the rising digital frauds in banking system during the ongoing annual FY23 inspection of books and internal processes and is more intent on seeing what are the online fraud prevention mechanisms set in place by the banks, three people aware of the matter told Financial Express. A senior public sector banker said that RBI has enhanced its attention in this area. The quantum is less in digital frauds, but the volumes are rising with UPI coming into the picture. The banker said that digital frauds of smaller quantum still pose an operational risk to banks. According to the bankers, RBI is asking lenders about mechanisms in place to prevent transaction payment frauds. Moving on, markets regulator SEBI this week issued a circular allowing asset management companies to introduce six new strategies under the ESG category. Present norms allow MFs to launch only one ESG scheme, which comes under the thematic segment. The new strategies are exclusions, integration, best-in-class and positive screening, impact investing, sustainable objectives, and transition or transition-related investments. The circular said that the concept of ESG investments is emerging, therefore consistent, comparable, and decision-useful scheme disclosures is desirable to enable investors to make an informed investment decision and to prevent greenwashing. It has mandated at least 80% of the total AUM of ESG schemes to be invested in equity and equity-related instruments of that particular strategy. Lastly, in its bid to give further relief to consumers, the central government on Wednesday said it has directed its marketing agencies, NAFED and NCCF, to sell tomatoes at ₹70 per kg instead of ₹80. Consumers will be able to buy tomatoes at the revised rate starting Thursday, a government release said. The tomatoes procured by National Cooperative Consumers Federation of India and National Agricultural Cooperative Marketing Federation of India had been retailed initially at Rs 90 per kg and then reduced to Rs 80 per kg from July 16, 2023 to now Rs 70. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.